You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Riding a horse through a desert landscape may be a regular weekend activity for you, but in this episode of Barn Stories, we meet a woman to whom it represents so much more.
This essay is another from our podcast archives. We've selected it for another listen, not only because it's beautifully written and read, but there's a lot to it. On one level, it's simply about a woman overcoming her fears, but it's also a story about willing your equestrian dreams into reality, no matter how far-fetched they might seem.
To many of us who grew up with limited access to horses, our riding daydreams were oddly specific. I used to imagine myself galloping through a large open field, then slowing to a trot as my imagined horse and I entered a forest and navigated a narrow path dappled with sunlight filtered through the leaves of towering trees. When, as an adult, I've been lucky enough to find myself in just that setting with a horse, I try to take a moment and appreciate that my childhood daydreams became reality. That's the same moment the author of this essay experiences every time she rides into the desert.
So let's listen to The American Dream, written by Daniela Chubuk and read by Taylor Autumn.
For first-time horse owners and new riders just starting out, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel Horse Feed and Absorbing to bring you My New Horse, a place where equestrians just getting into horse ownership or riding will find the resources and community they need at precisely their stage of the equine journey. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines who are eager to find easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
It is hot, with no trace of wind, and the sun is bearing down on me. Not far away, half buried in the sand, are bleached bones of a cow. I shudder. My horse continues his slow canter, and I am grateful for the air he stirs with his movement. There is no one else in sight. I pull slightly on my reins and sit deeper into the saddle. My horse slows to a walk, snorts happily, and tries to grab a bit of greenery from a mesquite branch, but he misses it. The cloud of dust we have created settles slowly behind us. It is all so quiet. I can hear an insect buzzing, and in front of me a small rabbit darts out from under a bush and hops to another. I dig into my saddlebag and pull out my map. The waterhole I'm heading for should be ahead and to the left, maybe 3 or 5 miles away. I put the map back into the saddlebag and urge my horse forward. He trots easily ahead. I smile timidly, and then I can't contain it, and a full-blown grin pulls at my lips. And since I am all by myself in the middle of nowhere, I have to let go and laugh out loud. Just a few years ago, riding alone in the desert like this was only a dream. Something I had yearned for since I was a little girl who watched every cowboy movie. But back then, it seemed like a fantasy that would never come true. I grew up in Bucharest, Romania, a city girl in a communist nation where horses could be seen and touched only at the zoo. If you did not have relatives in the country, there was simply no other way to get near a horse or any other farm animal. In the desert, my corner of Europe is full of forests and mountains, rivers and the sea. For most of us behind the Iron Curtain, the lonely expanses existed only in the flickering images on the television. They may as well have been on a different planet. And so the possibility of one day riding off alone into the sunset remained only a girlish fantasy. But the longing never left me as the decades passed. And suddenly the world changed around me. I was 43 years old and had come to America, to the edge of a desert. Almost overnight, it seemed to have materialized beneath my feet, all sand and thorns and dry heat. But this scene had existed only in my imagination for so long. It was difficult to accept that it was real. My husband, Redu, familiar with my dream, did not see any problem. "Here's the desert," he said. "Go get a horse and ride." But suddenly I was paralyzed. scared of horses, of riding, of everything that was different from my life in the city. Like a house cat familiar only with the comfort of her controlled environment. I thought the outdoors was exciting, but something to be viewed only from behind a glass door. I was at ease only with my dream. Reality was frightening. The thought of getting out there induced a heart-pounding panic. So my husband bought me a horse, a gray Arabian named Ashter. Still, I was too much of a coward to get on him. In the end, Radu took lessons, not I. And it was he who rode Ashter through the desert, disappearing into the distance, while I stood behind and watched them grow ever smaller in my binoculars. All I could do was keep wishing. Was my dream a lie, then? Was I the person who sits at the side of the road, longing to travel, but never dares to take the first step? I had to find out. So, I began what turned out to be an intense emotional and physical adventure. My hands shook, and my breath nearly failed me as I approached my first lesson. It was a whole year before I could canter without hyperventilating. Getting to know my new horse, a spirited Arabian named Sir Buck, took another few months. Then I spent many more months trying to master my unsteady heartbeat while riding him. When I was finally able to join Radu on a 35-mile endurance ride, I had to quit halfway through. The anxiety was just too much to overcome. I barely endured a 12-mile fun ride, and I aborted God knows how many more unofficial nightmarish rides. Then, finally, I completed a 35-mile ride, and the motto, "To finish is to win," resonated in my heart like it was meant for me. Today, I can tell you how the desert smells in the morning, how high and blue the sky is, how hot it can get out there, and how cute the little white-tailed bunnies can be. I can tell you how smooth and glossy my horse's coat is, and how he smells when he sweats. My dream is still lurking in my subconscious mind. It has been there for so long that it has a permanent house now, I suppose. But now, each time I slide my foot into the stirrup and look out between the ears of my horse, my fantasy becomes a reality, and I thank God for this miracle. And I still laugh with abandon in the middle of the desert, especially if I'm sure nobody is near. But if on one of your rides you happen to see a woman laughing as she sits in the saddle, try to share in her happiness. Because we are living proof. No matter how distant and unattainable your dreams may seem, they can come true.